1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Let's try this. Here we go. Yeah. With Chris Earl, time travel. With Chris Earl, WMFO. 91.5 FM.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
You want to die out here, huh?
Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earl. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having...
Now, I'm just going out on a limb here, but I think she was having a stroke. Well, you wanted a one-star record for your ride home. There it is. Like, I can't bring my vinyl collection to a big station. I'll be like, this guy's crazy. As usual, I promise nothing. Well, luckily, I have the police and a fire truck coming. Not going to play it. Sorry. It's like, that's what life is. It's like a series of disappointments. Occasionally, you get close to greatness, and then that's it.
Hello again, and welcome to
Time Travel with Chris Earl. I shouldn't even say the name of my show. I am so embarrassed right now. So embarrassed.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I saw him at, like, the arcade, like, years later, and then on Facebook, and he's like, oh, I think I remember you. And I just went, unfriend, see you later. Think I remember you. You were in my math class, you're in history. Is it, what are people, just dumb? They just forget you? How do people forget me? I'm a pretty bold personality.
Doc, no, don't be silly.
Doing things that the rest of you guys don't. The show is Time Travel MVM. I like the custard pie. I'm a fan of the custard pie. It's not the first pie I pick on the table, but it's probably the seventh or eighth. My name's Chris Earl. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial.
Hello, my name is Jeff Ferguson, and you're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earl on 91.5 WMFO. Hello, my name is Jeff Ferguson, and you're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earl. On 91.5 WMFO.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
The time is now.
tune in at 5 o'clock so you can catch Chris Earle with Time Travel.
Can I, couple on Netflix?
Chris Earle is at the ready. Time Travel will be taking over the controls in just a minute.
I'll chase him round the moons of Nibia and round the Antares maelstrom and round perdition's flames before I give him up.
Merry Christmas to one and all. Happy holidays from the people at WMFO. Merry Christmas to Chris Earle and the crew at Time Travel right here on 91.5 FM.
My mommy always said there were no monsters, but there are.
Here comes Chris Earle.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand. Wax on, right wax hand. Wax, wax off, left wax hand. Wax on, right wax hand. On, wax, wax off, off, left hand. Wax on, right wax hand. Wax, wax off, left wax hand. On, right wax hand. On, wax, wax off, off, left hand. Wax on, wax off.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial.
Listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m.
Wait a minute, Doc.
Are you telling me
that
you built a time machine?
Get away from her, you bitch!
I tell you about Texas Radio and the Big Beat. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow with plenty of precision, and a backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly in its brilliance, others mean and rueful of the Western dream. I love the friends I have gathered together in this thin raft. We have constructed pyramids in honor of our escaping. This is the land where the Pharaoh died. Negroes in the forest, brightly feathered. They are saying, forget the night, live with us in forests of azure. Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone, immaculate. Now listen to this, I'll tell you about the heartache. I'll tell you about the heartache and the loss of God. I'll tell you about the hopeless night. No eternal reward will forgive us now for wasting the dawn. Texas Radio and the Big Beat. Soft, driven, slow and mad like some new language.
chase Willie down through the hall, but laugh, Willie laugh, he don't care at all. Stay down, stay down, stay down, down. Cause little Willie, Willie won't go home, but you can't push Willie around. Willie won't go, try telling everybody, but oh no, little Willie, Willie won't go home.
Time travel show there will be coming up in just a few minutes after we plug in the latest technology and try to piece the board. So please stay tuned.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. Decided to do my little birthday show today. I do it every year during the month of October. 47 this year, so I'm playing 47 songs, actually 48 songs, from 1971 all the way up until 2018, maybe a couple of things in between there. So that was from 1974. We're on to 1975 with a little Meatloaf.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Thinking of taking up a new sport? It's a step in the right direction. But before you hit the playing field, be sure to exercise a little common sense. Take bullfighting, for instance. One misstep there, and chances are, it might just leave a mark. Fortunately, for the less dramatic sports, there are plenty of things you can do to lessen your chance of being injured. For instance, don't be just a weekend warrior. In addition to playing your sport, make sure you include a simple exercise program during the rest of the week. Stretching for flexibility, resistance training for strength, and cardio sessions for endurance. For more specific tips on preventing sports injuries, visit AAOS.org. That's AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who remind you to get up, get out, and get moving. Or for you matadors out there, keep your eye.
Here's Orson Welles, drunk.
Action, Orson, please.
Did you just do anything?
No, it's a... Sorry, car. Now, rolling.
102, take two.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So, Paul Masson.
102, take three.
Action, please.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So pour ma son, super.
Pour us in Wells. WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Time travels here with you till 7 p.m.
Everything you say is true. That just goes to show that you really don't know. While you're out painting the town, do you think I'm home just sitting around waiting on you? Now who's really the fool? When I first found out, I heard all over. I felt so left out till I got to know. So I tried the way that she got over, and I became just like her. So don't be surprised if I
slip around secretly. If you were tired of loving me, why'd you keep holding on? When love was already gone, the times you said you weren't feeling well, did you think I couldn't tell you'd been with someone else? You were only kidding yourself. When I first found out, I hurt all over. I felt so left out till I got to know her. So I tried the way that she got over, and I became just like her. So don't be surprised.
WMFO Medford. I'm going to play a bonus from 1977 for you. I'm doing all songs from 1971 up until 2018 to celebrate my life on Earth during the month of October here. Figured might as well do it today. This one's from Kenny Nolan, and you might recognize this guy at the beginning there because he used to be hosting the New Year's show every year, and this was from American Bandstand's Dick Clark. Kenny Nolan with I Like Dreamin'.
Oh, gifted composers, I know. He's done a lot of things for a lot of people. Songs for discotheques and Frankie Valli and Love Bell. I'm so glad he's doing his own thing now. This is a biggie. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kenny Nolan.
Cause streaming can
That's a good. I bring you refreshment, my friend.
We're 1978 now on Time Travel. ELO. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I'm doing songs from 1971 up until 2018. I'll be here with you until 7 p.m. I'm jumping around a little bit here and there. I played something from 1979. Got a little ahead of myself there. And that one was from 1977, but it was a big hit in 78. So we're around the late 70s right now. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the 70s this hour, the 80s next hour, the 90s the hour after that, then the millennials, and then whatever the 2010s are called. The 2010s. And then I'm going to leave and eat a big sandwich. That's what I like to do. 47 years on Earth. Who would have thought Chris Earle's going to make 47? I didn't think I was going to make 27. Got smashed by a car back in 1998, 20 years, and it's coming up. And I'm still here. I'm still here on Earth, and there's a lot of people I wouldn't have met. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't have done. So be happy that you're here every day, because even though Today may suck. Tomorrow may be a little bit better. Not much, but a little bit better. That's what I've learned along the way. Anyway, Chris Earl here. Nobody's listening anyway because it's WMFO and I'm sitting here in Medford at Tufts University and everybody's like in school right now. Or they're like, oh, that guy's old, 47. I'm shutting off the station. But for those that are listening that are old and have lived a little bit of life, thanks again for listening to your freeform station. It's WMFO in Medford. I retired the show, and then all of a sudden, I'm bringing it back from time to time because you know what? I miss doing my songs. You know, I was doing the movie show and doing some 70s and some 80s, and you know, and talking a lot. And I don't know. I just miss doing my songs. So here I am doing my songs. Celebration of me. Matter of fact, they used to call me the Duke. So why not play this one? They still call me the Duke. And it's not John Wayne. It's Stevie Wonder.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Make it look-